Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Warrilili, the community where great things are happening. Footy Spotlight thanks to Rex Gorrell earlier today in North Melbourne over Adelaide by 69 points, while the margin is 20 points between the Saints and the Swans at the Gabba at three-quarter time. Time to go inside the Cats camp thanks to Prestige Jayco. We catch up with backline coach Matthew Scarlett. Scarlo, Kingy, Benny Cass, Neildy, Pete Ryan, hope you're well. Best of luck tonight, firstly. You've got a very capable forward line in the opposition in the likes of Allen, Darling, Kennedy. How do you contain that crew?
Yeah, we do, mate. Yeah, good to be here. Obviously, yeah, wonderful forward line. It's going to depend, obviously, a lot on how they move the footy up the field. But I think we match up really well against their tall forwards. I think with our guys that can play tall and small, Harry and Hendo will take their two big keys, and then guys like Waterman and that usually get to play on smaller types. So we've got Jack Henry and Tom Schubert that are really good overhead. So we do feel like we match up really well against West Coast forwards, but obviously you do need pressure up the field, which we're hoping to get.
Do you have to state your case at match committee in terms of where Mark Blitzarves plays to have him down back playing on potentially Kennedy, or do you have to give some ground to the senior coach and the midfield coach to go, well, Knight, you might need him there in some role?
Well, it might sound a bit odd, but I love Blitz up the ground. We defend really strongly when Blitz is up the ground, and we sort of cut the footy off through the middle of the ground as opposed to letting it get inside our defensive 50. So the times Blitz has played as a midfielder or a ruckman, he's helped our defence up the ground enormously. Also, we're really lucky that we've got Lockie Henderson still on our list, who's still a very good key position defender, and he came in last week. He sets us up with his voice, wonderful leader. He can still defend really well. So I love Blitz when he's playing up the ground. He also gives the opposition quite a few headaches.
Matt, P. Ryan here. Good luck tonight. We were just discussing selection, no change by the Cats. Was there much discussion around keeping the team the same or bringing in a few fresh legs, I suppose?
Yeah, it's good not to change the team around too much. I think the one that was spoken about a little bit was Joel, obviously, almost ready to go. Probably could have played, but looking to our schedule over the next couple of weeks, he's going to be absolutely ready to go next week to play for us. So we just heard on the side of caution with that one. But the rest of the guys that came in last week performed really well, so it's good to have a settled team.
For Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer on the Bellarine Highway at Newcombe. We're speaking with Cats defensive coach Matty Scarlett. He's Mark Neild.
Scarlo, good luck tonight. Mate, last hit out against Freo, we had the pleasure of watching it and calling it, and we thought it was a great team performance, and there were many sensational aspects. From your point of view or coach's point of view, what was some of those pleasing aspects?
From my view, just the way we set up behind the footy, I thought we played the conditions really smart and had really good stability behind the ball. I thought Fremantle lost their forward structure a little bit. Now defenders just set up really well all game. And I think all the guys that we brought into the team, just how well they played. Closey came in and such a big runner. He helped us set up the ground. And Endo was terrific as well. So defensively, I thought we were obviously really sound. They kicked two goals and one of them was touch. So defensively, we were quite strong last week.
Oh, absolutely you were. We also thought, to go one step further, I know it's hard for you to identify individual players too much. Brendan McCartney and I had the pleasure of having a chat about it, and we were talking about the role that Harry Taylor played in those things that you were talking about and just how good he was at helping his teammates set up but also letting his player go if he got into non-dangerous areas. How did you see his performance?
Yeah, I think he's having a really strong year. I think he's had one game where he lowered his colours, but every other game he's been wonderful for us. And I think having Hendo back in the team, Harry really likes playing with Hendo back there, who sets him up. And Harry intercepted the ball really strongly. He's marking the ball well. And I think he's spoiling as well, which gets underrated a little bit. It was crucial in the wet conditions. But Harry played a wonderful game. He's obviously played many games in the wet and just set us up beautifully behind the footy.
Matt, I'm interested, you probably wouldn't have the conversation, but Tom Hawkins again in front of the tribunal this week. What advice do you give to a player in that position?
Oh, I probably can't give any, really. I would have done the same thing, so sort of leave that to someone else. But look, I do feel for the players out there. You're right into the game and the heat of the moment. It does look silly in slow motion. You sort of ask yourself, why did he do it? But yep. Personally, I can sort of understand at times why he does it, but you wouldn't want him to keep doing things like that and cost the team a week or two suspension. But I'll leave that that talk up to someone else who's a bit more disciplined than I was.
Matty, the talk over this way, it's Benny Cass. The talk over this way is what people are doing in the hub, obviously, and some are getting up to a sort of little Keefe-type mischief. Do you know exactly what you're allowed to do? I mean, you haven't sort of whipped out and got yourself a perm or something, have you?
Mate, we know what we're allowed to do. Obviously, we're out of quarantine at the moment, so we're allowed to go for a walk and go get a takeaway coffee and that, and then pretty much go back into the hotel. So, obviously, you can't mingle with anyone outside our bubble. So, I think the rules are pretty clear, but obviously, there's still some mistakes being made, and you can sort of, you know, feel sorry for those people a little bit, sort of reading the Collingwood one as well. But really tough time for a lot of people. Hopefully, no more people mess up, because we obviously want to keep the season going, and the fines are quite big for the people involved as well. So hopefully there's no more misdemeanors, but we are clear on what we're allowed to do and what we're not allowed to do.
Yeah, that's great, because over here I think it's going to be get helmets on over here in Victoria, judging by the Premier tomorrow. He's going to make a big announcement and everyone's going to have to wear a helmet, including a mask. So you're in the right spot. You're in the right spot over there. It's no goodski here in Victoria, but it's a big game for your footy club tonight. I know it's good you've got some kids in there, but geez, if you could snaffle a win against a team that's going to be there at the pointy end, and last week with some good confidence. So you sort of go in as the underdogs, and sometimes that's the best spot to be.
Yeah, we're looking forward to the contest. Obviously, they were unbelievable last week in the second half. Their form's been a little bit patchy up and towards probably the last couple of weeks, but they've still got a lot of premiership players in their team, and they play a system that really holds up as well. So we know how they play. Just stopping it's another thing. Obviously, we're going to stick to our strengths as well. So we're going to be really strong around the footy and play high and hopefully defend them quite strongly. But it's going to be a great contest. Our guys love playing here. We're enjoying our time in Perth, so we can't wait for the game to start.
Scarlo, Cooper Stevens is an emergency tonight. Is that an indication he's close and we may see him debut in this little compressed fixture?
Yeah, absolutely, mate. Yeah, obviously, it's going to depend tonight on how well the guys pull up. Obviously, we've got a really short turnaround to our next game, so hopefully all our boys pull up well and we've got a settled team and not many changes, but there could be a heap of changes as well if our guys are still really sore, and we've got a lot of players underneath that are training really well and putting their hand up. So Pierce has been playing a fair bit off half back and he's been doing a really good job. So if he gets his opportunity, he might slot into the back line with some experienced players around him. So it's really exciting for Cooper, but there's probably seven or eight other guys. Zach Guthrie's going really well that could slot into our team and perform as well. So we'll wait and see.
What are you missing about home, Scarlo?
Oh, obviously, you miss the family and the kids and that, mate. The boys played footy today against Bell Park, and that was my favourite day of the week, going to watch me little fellas play footy. So do miss the kids, but it is really nice over here with the weather. Even last night, it was 5:30 and just went out for a walk along the river. And there's a lot of positives up here, but do miss the family.
Have you got the guns out, Brenton Sanderson style?
Oh, they are, absolutely, mate. I was walking shirt off this morning and last night, mate, so don't worry about that. Trying to get a tan.
Oh, magnificent.
Oh. Hey, Scarlo, we're about
that's a breach of protocol.
I'm guessing it's probably tough. Oh, this is a scary thought.
Hey, actually, we're staying at the hotel with a Tassie right beside us. So, Key, you like that one?
The which? What's right beside you?
Casino.
Oh, yeah.
Casino.
Well, wow. The ears would have picked up then.
You've got us all up and about, Scarlo. It's a disaster.
You've got us so... Scarlo, the coaches are still voting on Kaji Greaves, aren't they? So this is probably a tough question for you to answer. We're going to put it to our listeners. But, you know, who'd be thereabouts if you sort of were counting votes now in the Kaji?
Mate, I'm not sure. Obviously, I try and bump up the defenders each week and know how to vote heavily for the mids and Boris for the forwards. But down back, geez, that's a hard one. Mark O'Connor's been unbelievable, mate. Mm. Nearly every week he's had a job and still flies under the radar, I'd imagine, from the media and opposition team. So even Jack Henry's been really good each week. Harry Taylor through the middle. Cam Guthrie's been unbelievable. He's been really consistent this year. Sam Menegola has been wonderful as well. So, I don't know. I have no idea.
You're going to have to get plenty of medals made up. It's going to be a 7-8 tie at the top.
Who did I miss? I would have missed someone that you guys would have thought.
Yeah, there's a couple there. I think you missed Kruger. He's been good. One last one before we let you go, okay, because we're going to get you on again, no doubt, given that these shortened games and the Cats throwing up assistant coaches. So I've got some homework for you. Now, the last two nights we've had Tom Lonergan on, and he's told PG rated, they are, Nathan Ablett's stories about his time at Geelong. So he told the story about the pumpkin in the urn. He's told the story about when he tried to hold his breath and reach the 3 minutes, and he was in at the club at 10 o'clock one night.
Yeah, there's a heap of stories. Good fun stories too.
I'll
have a couple for you for next time.
That'd be fantastic.
Hey, Scarlett,
sure
good luck.
We've got an hour time slot.
Scarlett, you can have as long as you want. Good to talk to you, mate. Well done. And look forward to the boys getting the 4 points tonight.
See you guys.
Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.